News from Radio EcoShock. What are British kids worried about? According to the Department of Education survey, 24% of 10 to 18-year-old kids think the biggest threat is not terrorism or violence or bullying, but climate change. At least the kids get it. We're all looking for that clean, limitless energy that could save us. One possibility is using the Earth's inner heat to create steam power. Deep down, the Earth is still hot with radioactive decay. Scientists say that 99% of planet Earth is hotter than 1,000 degrees centigrade. Under the surface, our home is still cooking. Thermal mapping of Australia has found hotspots closer to the surface. The idea is to drill a hole around 4 kilometers deep and pour water down it. The heated water could be returned to give off energy through a heat exchanger. It's a closed-loop system with heat that should last another billion years or more. Technically, this is called hot dry rock geothermal energy, or HDR. The International Energy Agency recognizes HDR as renewable energy. To find out more, check out the website for the Australian National University. One of the most dangerous and immoral places on Earth is being returned to nature, sort of. The Rocky Flats Nuclear Weapons Factory used to make the plutonium triggers for the American nuclear arsenal from 1952 to 1989. As many as 10,000 protesters have stood outside the facility calling for its closure. No longer needed, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has published a plan to return the flats to a wildlife refuge. Of course, the site is still too contaminated with nuclear materials and hazardous chemicals to throw up a suburb there anytime soon. We'll leave it to whatever can grow there. Get the full story from the Environmental News Service at ens-newswire.com for June 27. ENS also reports that Norway plans to set up an agricultural seed bank. The remote northern Svalbard Islands will host genetic copies of seeds that might otherwise disappear through plant diseases, climate change, wars, or predation by genetically modified varieties. The cool permafrost should store the seeds for many years. California may enact the most ambitious solar energy plan in America if the Republican governor Arnold Schwarzenegger can get it past Democrats in the legislature. The governor unveiled his Million Solar Homes initiative last August, promising a subsidy to stimulate purchases of solar equipment for houses. The revised Million Solar Roofs initiative includes commercial buildings as well. The bill would add 3,000 megawatts of solar energy in California, equivalent to the production of 10 average-sized coal-fired plants, or 2 nuclear power plants. It would make California the largest solar market in the world, bypassing the 2 largest, Germany and Japan. America needs some kind of leadership from California, especially after the Climate Stewardship Act, introduced by Senators McCain and Joe Lieberman, was defeated last Wednesday. The bill would have required U.S. corporations to cap their greenhouse gas emissions at the year 2000 limits within 5 years. Kyoto would take us back to 1990 levels, but the American legislators can't even return 5 years to levels which would continue to destabilize the Earth's climate anyway. Jody Grage Hogg, co-chair of the Green Party of the United States, said, "Democrats and Republicans have turned the need for sound energy policy into a choice between suffering the effects of catastrophic climate change and the massive accumulation of deadly radioactive waste from nuclear power. The only rational response to the threat of global warming is a plan that phases out fossil fuels and nuclear power and develops clean, renewable energy sources and reduces energy consumption." The McCain-Lieberman legislation contained lots of goodies to start building nuclear power plants again, that same dead-end strategy blown off course by Three Mile Island and Chernobyl. If you want to follow China and climate change, try the Dossiers page of SciDev.net. That's the Science and Development Network, where you can find a wealth of information on the environment and our changing world. The new focus on China is so important, as that country ramps up to industrialization without controls and using plenty of polluting coal. Development in China and India could push us past the tipping point for climate, meaning we no longer have a stable climate for life on Earth. Check out SciDev.net. That's SCIDEV.net. There is no copyright on this news from Radio EcoShock at www.ecoshock.org. That's ECO, shock like an electric shock, .org.